Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
There's another hotel sprouting up in downtown Phoenix. As the urban core fills in, construction crews have less room to work. It's just one of the reasons many contractors are turning to prefabricated construction. A semi stacked with pre-made wall panels enters the site at 1st and Polk Streets.
It's all panelized exterior, panelized interior, all the way through finishes on the exterior and drywall one side on the interior.
Zeke Delgadillo is the project engineer for the site. We watch as a giant crane lifts the panels up to what will become the 11th floor of a Hampton Inn. The prefab walls all have a designated place so workers can put them up quickly and efficiently.
From start to finish and install, for a sequence of a floor, we're looking at 15 days. It definitely is a time saver.
Inside on the 11th floor, two workers hoist up a prefab wall and slide it into place. All the components, wall sockets, wiring, plumbing, are already in the wall. On the lower floors, where more intricate, specialized work is needed, you'll still find masons, electricians, and plumbers. But here on the upper floors, where all the rooms are the same, there's no tradesmen at all.
Yeah, I mean, unions never like to see skilled jobs go away, but you have to embrace change sometimes.
Dean Wine is the Arizona Building Trades president. He says low wages in Arizona have decimated the skilled labor force.
We have a lot of members who go to California, and they're making $70 an hour plus in California for electricians. So when we're paying, you know, $27, people leave.
He says trade unions are adapting to the changing landscape by adding new classifications for workers with less experience.
If you're not an apprentice or a journeyman, we still have a place for people who have mid-range of experience to come and do the prefab work and kind of learn stuff about the trade as they move up in it.
At a warehouse in Tempe, workers on an assembly line are sanding and smoothing a wall panel, causing white insulation dust to cover them like snow. Scott Root is the managing executive of the Capture Group, the company making the prefabbed walls for the Hampton Inn.
So we have 32,000 square feet in the shop. It's set up in the assembly line manner so that the material comes in, gets staged, and then goes to each of the stations.
Workers assembling the walls follow instructions that look a lot like what you'd get with your IKEA bookcase. The plans are printed on a simple 11 by 17 inch sheet, color-coded to make assembly easier for less skilled workers. It takes about 4 days for a panel to get all the way down the line, and it's ready to be shipped to the construction site. Root says eventually he wants to expand from just building panels
to be building large modules of buildings in a shop and delivering those to a job site, and then that's where assembling as a Lego block will really, really add benefit to the clients.
Back in downtown Phoenix, Chase Gibbs is keeping an eye on the Hampton Inn site. He's a project manager for Mortenson, the contractor for the job.
Most of our owners always want things quicker and cheaper. And in order to do that, you have to find better ways of building it.
He says prefab construction allowed them to shave about 2 weeks off the project, which is huge for a property like a hotel.
The quicker you open to the public, the quicker you're going to gain revenue and the less overhead you're going to have to build it, of course.
He says they're on schedule to have all 11 floors and 210 rooms built by May of 2018. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.